Hey, this is Peter Biello, host of The Bookshelf from NHPR. And if you like this podcast, you will also like NHPR's 10-Minute Writer's Workshop. In each episode, NHPR's Virginia Prescott speaks with authors about their process, their bad habits, and their best advice for aspiring writers. So even if you are not a writer, it is fascinating to hear how today's notable authors get their work done. Really, really inspiring if you are a writer. Interesting, even if you aren't. So subscribe to the 10-Minute Writer's Workshop on iTunes or wherever you download your podcasts. Okay, on to the bookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. One night, Amy Ray Latour sets off hunting in the Colorado wilderness and loses her way. When she doesn't turn up the next morning, a search team goes out looking for her. And on the search team is Ranger Prue Hathaway. As Prue learns more about Amy Ray's troubled past, she becomes more and more emotionally invested in finding Amy Ray. And that is the premise of Breaking Wild, a novel by New Hampshire author Diane Lee Beck. The book was named an outstanding work of fiction by the New Hampshire Writers Project and is now a finalist for the Colorado Book Award in Fiction. It also was selected by Kirkus Reviews as one of the 10 most addictive books of 2016. Diane Lee Beck joins me now to talk about Breaking Wild, which is just out in paperback. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
So tell us about these two women at the center of this book, Amy Ray Latour and Prue Hathaway, the two women who can in some ways relate to each other, in some ways they can't, but tell us about them.
Sure. I first started with the character Prue Hathaway, and I would say that she was easy for me to wrap my head around because I felt like she was the most like me. She was a woman who'd experienced a great deal of grief and is more of a cause and effect person. She also was a single mom. She's raising a teenage son. I have three sons of my own and was a single mom for a number of years. Amy Ray is somebody completely different, as much as she loves the wilderness, as do I. And I think she has a great deal of depth and complexity to her, and at times people have said I'm very complicated. She's very different, and she evolved much later than Prue. So when I first began writing the book, I didn't know it was going to have two points of view that developed later. It was after the passing of my second husband, Sean Hathaway, which is where Prue's last name comes from, that I developed Amy Ray. And I felt like Amy Ray had a lot of the personality traits as my late husband, and I was trying to understand those complexities better. And in doing so, I wrote about Amy as an attempt to better understand him.
Well, that's really interesting. And forgive me, I'm going to have to really dig into that because Amy Ray is not necessarily above board in all her behavior. I mean, she had some adultery in her past, some compulsions. She feels very guilty about all those things. And she's got a troubled childhood. Is that part of where you were with your husband?
Well, he would speak to me a lot about the demons in his past and difficulties he had in committing, difficulties he went through as a child. He was just a very, very perceptive young man. He was brilliant in my mind. He was also incredibly sensitive. And I think when you combine those traits, sometimes it can make life difficult for you. So I don't want to reveal too much personally, but I just think life was difficult for him at times, and he was incredibly aware. He was incredibly generous. We didn't have enough time, period. And in writing this book, it allowed me to have more time with him in some ways to understand his deeper levels.
But Farrell, Amy Ray's husband, truly does love her.
He does. And in some ways, I know I've said that Prue is a lot like me, but I also felt like I captured in some ways Sean's and my relationship by writing about Farrell, because what I felt for Sean during that period, what it was for me was it was a gift in unconditional love, because I knew, wow, I really am capable of truly loving someone. And I don't mean just loving a child or loving your parent. That's a given. But I think sometimes we're not sure how capable we are of absolutely completely loving someone. And through that relationship, I knew that I was.
And in some ways, Diane Lee Beck, this book, this novel seems to be commenting on how complicated love can be at times.
So complicated. There's a passage earlier in the book where Farrell and Amy Ray are talking and they're having their pillow talk, as Sean and I would often do at night. And I think as a lot of couples do, right? And it really, to me, questioned what is love. In fact, Amy Ray asks Farrell that, what is love? Tell me, what is it? People expect it to be this great emotional high. Is love like that, or is it common? And if love is common, you know, what's so great about it?
And I remember that scene. Their definitions contrasted so vividly. I mean, hers was, forgive me, I can't remember the exact wording right now, but it struck me as almost a little more businesslike.
Right. Hers is analytical. It's breaking it down in a very scientific way, and she's wanting the evidence. For Farrell, it's more about faith. And he says that, I think, at one point, love is a lot like faith. It's believing in what you can't see.
I wanted to ask you also about one element of the book that figures prominently, and that's nature and the outdoors. Amy Ray, of course, gets lost while she's hunting solo, which is kind of a dangerous thing to do. Are you a hunter?
I am. I was much more so of a hunter out in Colorado. But yeah, and I think that there was a reason for this. I wanted to put Amy Ray as close to nature as possible. I want it to be an incredibly intimate experience for her, for a reason, because I chose the setting of the book as a metaphor for these female characters' internal geography. And as she's trying to overcome this wilderness, in some ways, that's her trying to overcome the wilderness within her.
And speaking of wilderness, you actually went into the wilderness of New Hampshire to finish this book. Tell us about what it took to finish this book.
To finish the book, I just felt like I was stuck on those last two chapters. And I have a good friend, a former colleague from SNHU, and she said, you know, I've got a hunting camp. She opened it up for me to go use. So I went up, drove a little bit too far, got to the Canadian border, and realized I had not found the hunting camp yet. It was at night, and there was a snowstorm. And finally, I found a dirt road that wandered off and found the hunting camp. It was very simple. It was one room, no electricity, no internet. And I would charge my laptop in my car, and I packed a cooler, ate a lot of ramen noodles, a lot of fruit, and I finished the book, and I think I drove home. It was Halloween night when I drove back, and I had finished the novel.
Well, Diane Liebeck, thank you very much for speaking with me about Breaking Wild.
Oh, thank you. I was very delighted to be here.
That's Diane Liebeck. She's the author of Breaking Wild, which is just out in paperback. And for a list of the top five books on Diane's bookshelf, check out our website, nhpr.org. And for more conversations with authors from or writing about New Hampshire, check out our Bookshelf podcast. It's easy to find. Just go to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and search for The Bookshelf from NHPR. And if you like it, share it on social media with the hashtag Tripod. That's TRYPOD. And remember, you can send us your book recommendations. Our email address is books@nhpr.org. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.